last week I got really high and drunk, and I have a credit card now, so I'm subscribed to Boogie298's OnlyFans.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Welcome to the 420 special, everybody.
Welcome to the 420 special of Bricked Up, the Adult Lego podcast.
Where I...
My name's Will.
Oh.
Oh, no, you go. You go. Sorry.
Usually, I usually go first. I didn't say.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I'm Ezra, and I'm Bricked Up.
Hi, I'm Liam, and I'm Bricked Up.
I'm Will, and I'm pretty bricked up right now, I'll be honest.
Are you still not fully bricked yet? Come on, man. We got an action-packed
episode. Dude, I'm drenched in pre-brick.
I'm fully bricked. You know what? Today, based on the news that we have, I'm actually very bricked today.
Wow, really? Can I see?
That's a perfect segue.
Yeah. We got some good Lego stuff to talk about, and we're still, I don't know if we've actually decided the topic of the episode, but
we're gonna Philly D this shit and get right into the news.
There we go, yeah, like, baby.
I guess drama alert.
Oh, you're so right. No.
What is a Philly cheesesteak?
Philly cheese just jumps, or no, he just jumps into it.
Who's Philly
Let's
cheese?
Let's just jump into it.
Who's Philly cheese?
Philly cheese DeFranco.
Philly cheese James Franco.
Django Fett.
Uh-oh, Liam's Lego corner making an avid return with Will in the other corner.
Liam's Star Wars corner.
In a semicircle of... Anyway, Will, what's the news, Will? I got it.
Okay, so I got some news. I don't know if you boys have news, but I figured I'd start with the Will news just because that kind of grounds everything. I'm just going to shut up and say some things. So, what Just Too Good told me is Lego is ending the Pick-A-Brick cups.
What?
What are our thoughts?
Why?
What are they doing now? Are they ending Pick-A-Brick in general?
I don't know if in general, but maybe just in stores.
What?
That's BS.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't actually watch the video. I just saw the thumbnail. And if it was lying...
Hold on.
No. I put my trust in Just Too Good because I think of him as a reliable source. I don't think he'd clickbait me like
you
that.
You didn't watch the fucking video, Will.
I didn't watch the video because I trust Just Too Good. I see Just Too Good.
Well, you've never looked into your news. Last time you said Bionicle was returning, it was just like a $20 fucking gift with purchase.
No, okay. So I see Just Too Good in my subscription box as like a New York Times subscription. Just two times. And I never actually watched the videos, but I would like go off of headlines. And the title of the YouTube video is the modern day equivalent to a headline.
He's not that old, is he?
Just Too Good?
Hold on. Pause.
How old is Just Too Good?
Headlines?
Hold on, I have a question.
He doesn't have lines on his head.
Ha 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 ha. In your analogy, with the New York Times, you're saying you paid for the subscription to New York Times and you just read the headlines?
No. Okay.
That's what you said. You said you paid the subscription and
okay,
and you read
sorry.
The headlines.
My bad. I phrased it poorly.
You could do that for free, Will. You could do that for free, Will.
I'm sorry. I know.
And let me clean up after your little stinky mess. They're doing boxes. They're doing cardboard boxes instead of the cups.
Wow.
Oh, that's what the... Oh.
Yeah.
That's so much better. That makes so much more sense.
But here's my question. For a plastic-based company, what does these Pick-A-Brick cups matter in the grand scheme of things when you're making 30,000 Technic bricks a day?
That's very true.
You know?
In terms of Just Too Good's age, by the way, I've seen two sources, one saying he's 28, one saying he's 25.
I hope he turns out to be
40.
I would love that.
How old are his kids by now?
He didn't have kids. He had a girlfriend.
Had.
Just two girls.
Had. Lol.
Just too red,
yeah. Yeah. yeah, so this is... Oh my god, he has a podcast too?
Does he?
Yeah, he has a Just Two podcast. What the fuck?
Did he just turn from our friend to competitor?
Oh, no.
Shit, we should start a podcast.
He had Brick Vault on there, and your movie sucks.
Ezra.
After they got fondue, I guess. Yeah?
Ezra, I'm going to be honest. I was thinking, what? Speaking of podcasts, we should... I think we should start a podcast, but leave the other one out of it because I think he kind of brings us down. And we can like, of course, like, yeah, we're gonna we can keep doing the first podcast, but like, it's
yeah. We got another one.
Because like because you know how he gets, especially like
I can hear you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck, really?
I think we should call it the Will Experience.
You don't say your last name.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. No, I should have used.
You don't use my name.
Anyway, back to more interesting news. The Statue of Liberty Battle, 900-piece, $100 August 1st set. Has gotten their minifigures leaked.
Holy
it's
shit,
gonna
really?
It's going to be six figures.
Holy shit.
Instead of nine. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you what
wait,
the fuck
images?
The figures are.
Images?
No, no images.
Okay.
Just words right now. That's fine. Words are fine.
We can do words.
We have...
It is a podcast.
Tom Holland's Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. Green Goblin. Doc Ock. Electro and the brick built Sandman. So they're not including Blizzard in this
I'm okay
amalgamation,
that.
But you know.
I'm okay with that.
Controversial choice for no Lizard or no Doc Ock or even Thanos in there would have been great. I think LEGO's really been lacking on some of these superhero sets. For example, where's
Typhoon. Where's Typhoon?
Where's
Typhoon?
Algebra Man.
Where's fucking Croctor Strange? Look it up.
What about like that safe space or whatever? Like, remember when they did that like whole thing where people got mad because they had a superhero named Safe Space and he made bubbles?
What?
Yeah, yeah. Marvel. Safe. Yeah, Safe Space is a big, burly, sort of stereotypical jock. He can create force fields, but he can only trigger them if he's protecting somebody else. Snowflake is non-binary and goes by they/them, and has the power to generate individual crystallized snowflakes shaped.
I think this might be a piece of satire that you're reading.
No, that was real. This was real.
I think Ezra's right. I think I've heard of this.
The New Warriors.
Yeah, I believe this was true.
Yeah, this is true. Snowflake space, safe space, B negative, the teen living vampire that got exposed to Morbius blood.
Really? Morbius is canon in the New Warriors?
Yeah. He's also obsessed with all the music and attitude of a classic long past decade, like the 90s and the aughts. The world is a vampire, and so am I.
Oh, no.
Trailblaze, a regular kid scooped up into the world of teenage superheroing. Her magic backpack is actually a pocket dimension with seemingly infinite space. So Mary Poppins. And screen time. A meme-obsessed super teen whose brain became connected to the internet after becoming exposed to his grandfather's experimental internet.
Peter Griffin is a middle-class Irish-American in his mid-40s who is a bespectacled, obese, blue-collared worker with a prominent Rhode Island and Eastern Massachusetts accent. Peter's age has never been officially confirmed and has fluctuated. Peter and his wife, Lois, have three children, Meg, Chris, and Stewie.
I'm just saying, like, these characters should be part of the bridge, the Statue of Liberty battle. You know?
He also has two deceased children.
Peter Griffin?
He also has two deceased children, Peter Jr., who was shaken to death, and Dave.
What?
And Dave, Stewie's twin, who is implied to have been killed by Stewie during childbirth.
Holy shit.
Oh my god, Peter Griffin. I found Peter Jr.
We'll put in a picture of Peter Jr.
Yeah, we'll put in this picture of Peter Jr. that I'm sending right now. Put in that photo Peter Jr. Peter Jr. for me, Will.
That's him! How could Peter have done that to him?
That's Peter Jr. He's dead.
Oh, rest in peace, Peter Jr.
For audio listeners, Peter Jr. is a... I don't know how to describe him, but he's just a guy that has a really cool, like, he paid for some Fiverr edit of himself.
Oh, from
but anyway,
from the image, I assumed that he was like an Elvis impersonator. Like, it says El Palomo.
Ooh,
that's his Spotify link.
What is Palomo?
El Palomo. I assumed it was like a venue.
El Palomo.
Yeah, he's a musician. These all link to Spotify.
Oh, Peter Jr. is
shit.
Shout out to Peter Jr.
Shout out to Peter Jr.
The Peter Jr. radio.
Wait, you said he's on Fiverr?
No, it looks like he edited his photos from Fiverr. Like he hired somebody. Like
then what does Peter Jr. do?
He sings. He sings Spanish.
Oh, he is a singer.
Yeah, he sings Spanish.
Yeah,
melodies.
These are on Spotify, but.
Oh, okay.
Peter Jr., obviously. I mean.
All right. Sorry. My bad, Peter.
Hey, Peter, if you're listening, if you're that one guy, we love you. We love you, Peter Jr. Shout outs to you.
Y hablo Esteban to mi amigo. Come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Jr., if you are that one guy who keeps commenting on all of our podcasts, please. Please join us.
Episode. Only if you're Peter Jr.
You call that a cock? No, this is a cock.
But I do have to talk about the $170 Little Mermaid set that got leaked. Did we all see this?
Yeah.
I did see this.
It looks good, man. I gotta be honest.
It looks actually pretty dope.
It looks really good.
It looks nice. I like it.
I love the clamshell design. I love it.
I love the clamshell design.
Holy shit!
What?
Guys, did you...
Is it that important God. That you have to fucking interrupt me?
Will, I know we're putting in a lot of images, all right?
Just Peter Jr.
But look at this. Put this the thumbnail.
Yeah! Yeah! Sebastian. That's what they really did for
Sebastian, aka a hyper-realistic crab.
Oh, Sebastian and Flounder.
That's so disappointing.
Both hyper-realistic animals.
What's that?
That's real.
Was that really worth interrupting me for?
Ooh. Yeah, put in a picture of a real crab with the SpongeBob.
Anyway, Will, what are your thoughts about this set, though? I gotta know.
I don't know. I think it looks cool. I've actually never seen The Little Mermaid. Yeah, but the set is very well designed.
It is very cool. I like everything about it.
I drink my pee. Down where it's wetter, here take a sweater, take it from me. Under the beach is a lot of sand, but we got the cool Will fans.
Stop with the last name.
Oh yeah, you gotta stop with the last name. I've never said Will last name.
Stop.
Anyway, the Ideas Tales of the Space Age also got announced.
Fuck you. I was going to mention that.
I'm sorry. This can be part of Will News.
May I please? No, I need to talk about that. May I please talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. My God. I love these. I actually had a fun fact. I had a segue. I was going to say, speaking of well-designed sets. Thank you. The space set. I like space. I love space, and I think that these sets are very well designed, and they're so smooth, and they're, you know, it just looks really good, and it looks like an art piece, and I fucking love it, and I'm so excited for those.
I assume we're gonna get it.
Well, when I was a child, there were 9 planets, and now there's up to 90 planets. How would you explain that?
Well, it's simple. We combined, because our galaxy was hit with a Liam's Comet, as we have been calling it. And
Liam's Comet appears. Liam's Corner Trap Remix.
Liam YouTube poop.
Okay, this actually pushes me into the topic of the show.
No, I have more news. No, I have more news.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's probably not important. Oh, is it the May 4th promo? Is it the May 4th promo?
Maybe. What's the May 4th promo?
The Death Star 2, Return of the Jedi 40th collectible, and that's about it.
That's not it.
Okay, is it What is it?
All right. So I have four things. First of all, I don't know. I heard that Lego might be getting rid of paper instructions. And I don't know what my thoughts are on that. Because I just don't like it because I don't like change. Mm-hmm. Fuck the planet. I want my Lego.
I agree with you. I think that'd be stupid. And I also don't know where you read that from. Because I've never heard of that. It may be from your right-wing news sources, but I've never seen that.
I think I got it from a YouTube video.
Or the thumbnail?
No, the actual video that time. It wasn't just too good.
From Portal Master.
No, fucking, all right, let me pause the news. public beef alert. Portal Master Studios, if you're watching this, fuck you. I hate you so much. Seriously. You have no idea. He makes the worst content I've ever seen. He makes YouTube shorts, but he will openly, like, put misinformation or, like, pronounce something wrong. Or just to interact with the comments. And sometimes it gets annoying. And he complains about leg printing all the time. It's like, fuck you. Not every figure needs leg printing, you piece of shit. Like, I can't stand him. And he has the most annoying voice. And every time I hear it, I always, like, will get distracted. I'll be like, oh, cool, a YouTube short. Yeah, I watch YouTube shorts. Sorry. But every time I see one of those and it has, like, his name on it, or I don't see that it has his name on it, and I click it and I hear his voice and I want to put a bullet in my fucking head. Sorry.
Here's a clip.
Sorry, that was a clip of the bullet that Ezra was talking about. The next clip. Yeah. Here's a clip of Portal Master Studios.
Lego Ideas has just announced their newest set, and I think it's the best because every single set seems to have Batman, 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 gorgeous pink explosion.
Shut the fuck up. Mm. What an annoying motherfucker. Boom. No, I hate that guy too. I'm gonna fucking not do anything.
To be honest, yeah. I didn't know about him until you guys talked about him. I don't know about him at all.
Anyway.
Now we need the other three pieces of news, and we need them fast.
Okay. All right.
We need to get to our topic that we don't have yet.
So I saw that there was going to be a reward, a gift with purchase, I believe, of a Walkman and a cassette and a pair of headphones. And it's so cute. And I want it so bad. I want it so bad. I wish I could buy it separately because I think that's so great. I love it.
Will, am I cute?
You're so cute, Liam.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Not quite, Will.
All right.
Well, by the time this episode's up.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's out on Liam's birthday. I don't know.
Well, his birthday is April.
I'm turning 13, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, you can visit Liam at his address, which is
14304 Capitudre, Tampa, Florida.
Right there, guys.
We'll put in, like, Taco Bell in, like, Ohio.
Taco Bell in Ohio?
In Ohio. Oh. Taco Bell in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't think Taco Bell's in Ohio. But anyways, more news.
Taco Bell's everywhere.
Anyway, so I have two pieces of news left. I'll start with the bigger one because I care more about the second one. The bigger one is they revealed images for the UCS X-Wing, and I want to hear your thoughts about it.
I like it. I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I'm not going to buy it, but I like it. Looks better than the last one.
I think it looks verbatim the exact same as the last one.
No, it's better.
I think it looks the exact same. I don't think it's deserving of a UCS name.
The engines are better proportioned.
Where?
What?
Where?
On the set.
Where on the set are the engines better proportioned?
They're bigger on the actual ship.
No, do even
the first one, they're way too small.
Do you even fucking know where the X-Wing engines are on the actual X-Wing that they use?
Yeah,
for
I'm
the
a fucking Star Wars expert. Jar Jar's parents, Gigi and fucking Mooma Banks, popped in a swamp and fucking spat out Jar Jar. You don't know anything. about fucking Star Wars.
You know stuff.
I'm going to fuck. I want to fuck R2-D2. Luke, to become a Jedi, you have to let me fuck R2-D2.
Are you sure? Sorry, R2. I guess I got to do this.
You got to fuck R2-D2. Wow!
Speaking of Star Wars, the Death Star May the 4th promo is not that good.
It sucks.
Also, Liam, Jar Jar's dad is named Atolo Gungan. Oh wait, no, that's not his name. That was Google. Cheese. Let me find if he has a name.
Well, Liam just told you it's Momo or whatever.
No, Wikipedia is telling me it's George R. Binks.
I don't think it's George R. Binks.
That's what it says. Put in a picture of fucking George R. Binks sailing the seas.
Put in a picture of George Lucas at the food court.
Have you seen that video of George Lucas at the food booth during the filming of Indiana Jones 4? Have you seen that?
No.
No.
Dude is piling his plate. Like he's about to die. he loves food. I want George Lucas back. Like after Epic, he kind of stepped away.
I love him.
Please send the video of.
I've never seen that.
Oh come on, where is it?
That's real, right?
Yes, it is. He's at the. He's entering Indiana Jones 4. He's piling his plate. I can't find it right now, but I will send it to you. But he piles his plate with like 90 different items of food.
Oh my god.
I don't know why he hasn't become like a Jack Nicholson type figure that appears at basketball games and drops chili all over the floor, you know?
I love him.
Like
this is a real comic of George R. Binks, by the way.
Oh my god. For the audio listeners, he kills himself with a gun.
No, he tries to.
He tries to.
Because he hates his son so much.
He hates his son so much that he wants
to. Oh, okay.
No, he does. Hold on. I think he actually does.
He doesn't kill himself.
I think he's dead.
He misses.
I think he hates his son.
But now the actor that played Jar Jar Binks, I don't remember his name, he saved Grogu in the Mandalorian. He's the one who saved Grogu.
Yeah, and that was his redemption because like he wanted to kill himself after he played Jar Jar Binks.
No, I hate him even more. Fuck Baby Yoda. Put him in a blender.
Whoa. Oh, I found it.
Oh, I like Baby
Yoda.
The plate video.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, what's the last
piece of news? I'm saying the F word a lot in this episode, so don't worry
about it. Here's the last piece of news for everybody who cares.
I'm just gonna bleep that out.
Wow.
Whoa.
And the second series of the Marvel CMF series got leaked something. It's gonna
I said it better.
Okay, fuck you. It's gonna have Hawkeye,
cool,
Kate Bishop,
cool,
Moon Knight,
cool,
Mr. Knight,
cool,
Agatha,
eh,
Storm.
I don't know why Storm would be there. Oh, because that new X-Men show. Oh, I like those.
But it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be released. This series is going to be released after X-Men 97.
Hopefully.
I think.
Beast?
Cool.
Wolverine?
Very cool.
Echo?
Not cool.
Get the fuck out of here!
I don't like Echo.
Kang?
Cool.
And She-Hulk?
Cool, but we already have a She-Hulk. Well, we also already have a Hawkeye.
What about Mr. Magoo?
Mr. Magoo.
We do have a She-Hulk, but this one's going to be based around the show.
Where's Megan Thee Stallion?
Controversial opinion. I liked She-Hulk.
I liked She-Hulk at first before like it lost the plot.
Me too. Me too. I liked the idea of a sitcom.
Yeah, but I didn't like really the execution. Fun little fact. Ash and Flash should make a Mr. Magoo Lego Ideas and then get 10,000 supporters like with the Shrek set for nothing to happen. Anyway.
Did that happen? Like what happened with the Shrek set? Did they just not do it?
Well, they
I didn't give him the rights to Mr. Magoo. That's my character.
You didn't come up with Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, I did.
No,
that's my OC.
He's been around for a while. He's a blind guy. There's a movie about him.
Yeah, I made him like back in like grade 9. So yeah, he's been around for a while.
He's
my OC.
You didn't make Mr. Magoo, dude.
What kind of piece of shit is recording George Lucas? Like, that's not that much food. And plus, the guy's hungry. He's been working.
Dude is eating
on,
like 90 meals.
He's probably like been this. Like sitting in the sun all day talking of Steven Spielberg.
It's a minute long of him piling food onto his plate.
Yeah, and so why is the guy recording him? That's so fucked up. Let the guy eat.
I was gonna say some guy's just recording this.
Yeah, he's stalking. He's like,
he's at the end. He just zooms in on the plate of food.
Yeah, he's like trying to get a scoop in what George Lucas is eating.
No, George Lucas wants a scoop of what he wants.
Put in the footage of this.
Put in the full. I can't get rid of it off my screen.
We'll log George Lucas's plate into MyFitnessPal and see how many calories he's eating.
All right.
Anyway, to the topic of the show, we're talking about
at the end of the video. Someone said smile for us.
So it was paparazzi.
What a piece of shit.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
George Lucas isn't the greatest guy in the world. He went on.
He's really not.
He went to Epstein Island with Matt Groening. Okay, we can make fun of him for piloting.
Did that really happen?
What?
He seems like the type of guy who would go to Epstein Island. This is like the third time we've mentioned Epstein Island on this show.
George Lucas.
Now, I don't know how I feel about that.
The flight logs are going to get leaked soon. Jeffrey.
I hope.
Epstein. Let's see.
I hope, because then I'll have some fucking evidence against Liam.
Yeah, George Lucas on the set of Temple of Doom was all feely with the woman. 10 celebrities in Epstein's Black Book. Let's rank them from our favorites to least favorites. We got Alec Baldwin.
We got an
Alec Baldwin's got to be near the bottom, guys. If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
He killed somebody.
Right.
Like I don't know how you guys feel.
Here.
Is he near the bottom though?
All right. Let's start. Let's just make a list. Like let's go over or under. So we start with a base of Alec Baldwin, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so I hate Alec Baldwin.
All right, who's the next person?
Dustin Hoffman.
I'd put Dustin Hoffman over Alec Baldwin because he was Mr. Magorium.
And yeah, he had a Wonder Emporium. So yeah, I agree. Put him above of Alec Baldwin. What about you? Yeah. What about you, Liam?
Yeah, at least he didn't shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge.
Here's a fun one. Kevin Spacey.
Okay. All right. He was fucked up.
Yeah.
But the thing that made him so fucked up is that he was such a good actor. Like, even before all the controversy, he was a very good actor and very well respected.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd say maybe put him above Dustin Hoffman.
I kind of agree with Will, but nothing to do with his acting. I just really hate Alec Baldwin. Sorry.
No, this is Dustin Hoffman now. Above or below Dustin Hoffman. Like,
yeah. What do you mean? Dustin Hoffman didn't like,
Dustin Hoffman went on Epstein's.
You know what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That implies molesting, yeah. Doesn't it? Okay. So, I don't really care then.
Kevin Spacey above or below.
Who the fuck even is Dustin Hoffman?
He's Mr. Magorium. He was Rain Man.
Yeah, he was Rain Man.
It was Rain Man.
He was Master Shifu.
He was in Master Chef? Oh, Master Shifu.
Yeah.
You will never be the Dragon Warrior. Fuck off, you fucking dick. fuck you.
That's my favorite clip of Jack Black ever is the one where he's like, fuck you, fucking dick. Fuck you, fucking dick.
Where are you putting Kevin Spacey, man? Above or below Dustin Hoffman?
Below.
Okay, I'm putting Kevin Spacey.
Don't fuck with Shifu.
I'm putting Kevin Spacey below Dustin Hoffman as well, just because the three victims that said he f***ed him are dead now. Which is kind of weird. I don't know about you.
Okay.
That's true. Then the year after he made a video threatening them on Christmas.
Yes.
That is true. That always scared the hell out of me. I'm like, I don't like that.
It scared the shit out of me. Okay, next one.
It's really like freaky because it's almost like he's a real life villain in a movie or something.
Well, he's trying to do his House of Cards thing, right?
Yeah.
Which, if you're going under allegations, why would you choose to play on Christmas one of your most evil characters you've ever done?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
That's true.
Anyway, Ray Fiennes.
A character's not as evil as him.
Ray Fiennes above or below Kevin Spacey.
Damn, Ray Fiennes was...
Well, okay, wait. So our ranking of best to worst thus far is just Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey, Alec Baldwin.
No, Alec...
Where are we thinking of putting?
Well, I'm saying that Ray Fiennes goes above all of them. I think I like him the most out of all
Me
of
too. These guys. I like Ralph Fiennes a lot. I'm kind of sad that he was even on that island at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Grand Budapest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I like him too. Honestly, I'd probably put him above Dustin Hoffman.
Honestly, I fucking forgive him.
Allegedly, he f***ed a woman on a plane.
Oh, okay.
I am sick of these motherfucking Ray Fiennes on this motherfucking blade.
All right. So we...
Speaking of planes, you boys watch Succession?
No.
Okay.
No, next...
That's that one's for the Succession fans.
Mick Jagger.
Fuck Mick Jagger.
Oh.
Above or below...
No, don't fuck Mick Jagger.
Well, apparently he fucked a 14-year-old.
I don't doubt that. I think if you were in any band in the 60s, you probably fucked a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
At one point. I've always been more of a Beatles guy, so.
Below.
Well, I like Rolling Stones.
I kind of like some of the Rolling Stones, but I, you know, they're not always for me, so I don't really care where he goes. I think I'd put him below Dustin Hoffman.
I'd put him above Dustin Hoffman, but below Ray Fiennes.
Personally.
So it's up to you.
I put him below.
I'd be okay with that.
I put him below Dustin Hoffman as well.
You got the moves like Jagger.
Just because Dustin Hoffman has that Shifu, you know? Like, has Shifu under his belt?
Yeah. I feel like we've been letting Shifu like it's like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, next one. Courtney Love.
I like Hole, the band that she was in.
Yeah.
But I really have no connection to her. People say she killed Kurt Cobain. And if that is true, well, that sucks. I don't believe it. I think he just was high on drugs, and then he went nuts and blew his head off.
I think
Love Nirvana.
I liked Courtney Love in Man on the Moon. That Jim Carrey movie about Andy Kaufman.
She was in that.
She was in that. And so I'm gonna put her below Mick Jagger, but above Kevin Spacey and Alec Baldwin.
Liam, do you have a thought?
I'm just gonna pretend that she did kill Kurt Cobain. So yeah, fuck that bitch.
So does she go at the bottom for you, or is Alec Baldwin still below her?
I fucking hate Alec Baldwin.
Okay, so that
I'd put her just above Alec Baldwin, because I prefer Kevin Spacey's work more than Courtney Love's work.
Dude, Kevin Spacey three 10-year-old boys, and they're dead. They're dead.
Have you seen Seven?
Okay, true. Yeah, that's a pretty good movie. Okay, that's one. That's one kid that I can forget about.
Mm-hmm.
There's still
American Beauty.
I don't like American Beauty.
Oh, I love American Beauty.
Yeah, but you do.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Was he on Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. It was the dad.
No, he was not the dad.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't Bryan Cranston.
Wait, Bryan Cranston?
This is not meth.
Next.
Wait. I gotta establish about Kevin Spacey. Usual Suspects.
Okay, that's one. That's one more. So you have two, but there's one remaining.
All right. You don't like Baby Driver, do you?
No, I don't like Baby Driver.
Me neither.
Okay, Horrible Bosses?
I wouldn't forgive him for f***ing and killing a kid. For Horrible Bosses or Horrible Bosses too.
Maybe just either the f***ing or the killing?
Oh, I can forgive the killing.
Okay, Nine Lives.
There we go.
There we go.
My mom loves that movie. He's innocent.
All right, so
he's in heaven. He's secured his spot in the kingdom of heaven.
Courtney Love is officially below Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Next.
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters?
Barbara Walters.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the consensus on Barbara Walters?
I don't know.
Below Alec Baldwin.
I kind of agree with that because she kind of gives off the good, like the good person vibe, but she has some darkness under those eyes.
Yeah.
So I would put her. I'd put her.
I get what you mean.
I put her below Alec Baldwin.
Me too.
Below Alec Baldwin.
Below Alec Baldwin because she has that evil
at the very bottom.
I would put Barbara Walters at the very bottom.
Oh, she's dead.
I don't care.
So she still did stuff, man.
I believe we joked about her death on the podcast.
No, we joke about B. Arthur.
No, it didn't. Yeah, Ishmael ran over Barbara Walters in his car, right?
Well, maybe that's...
I think so, yeah.
Maybe that... Oh, hold on.
Something happened with her.
Joan... What about Joan Rivers? Do we know who Joan Rivers is?
I know Joan Rivers.
Me too.
But
she's below Barbara Walters.
So wait. Where did we put Barbara Walters? At the bottom?
I thought we agreed at the bottom. She has evil behind her eyes.
Yeah, I don't really care like where she goes. I just need to confirm that.
Yeah, she goes at the bottom. She goes at the bottom, I would say.
Okay.
So now we're at Joan Rivers, who called Obama queer and Michelle trans.
Okay.
And sexually harassed a former employee as well as going to Epstein Island.
She was in Shrek 2.
Was she in Shrek 2?
She was in Shrek 2. She cameoed in Shrek
2. Who did she voice in Shrek 2?
She voiced herself. She cameoed. She was at the red carpet premiere of a thing. And because that's what she used to do. She used to be a commentator for red carpet events.
Mm-hmm.
So they had her doing that in the Shrek movie.
Okay.
Shrek 2. I love Shrek 2.
But, okay, so would you put Shrek 2 above all the Kung Fu Panda movies?
Yeah.
All right, then she's better than Dustin Hoffman.
I don't know if she's not better than Ralph Fiennes, at least in my book.
Ralph Fiennes is still at the top, in my opinion.
Yeah. What do you think, Liam? Like, you need to kind of break us.
Yeah, I mean, you crafted your point beautifully. I agree with you.
All right.
Shrek 2 is a good, fun-ass movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we got...
All right, Obamas.
We got Matt Groening.
Fuck Matt Groening. Matt Groening's the worst because he forced someone to give him like a foot massage and she threw up.
Shout out Matt Groening for doing that.
Shout out to forcing an underage girl to
shout out for
rub his moldy, sweaty, disgusting feet on a plane.
This is our worst episode ever. This is the worst episode that we've done. This is going down in the history books.
All
right. It's the 420 special, well, come on.
Okay, all right. I like early Simpsons. I think that shit's funny, but the fact that it's...
I'm just happy we found our topic.
Yeah, we found our topic of the show, man.
That's true.
I like The Simpsons
but
a lot.
Matt,
right.
I think The Simpsons is funny.
So I would kind of forgive the puking part. You know? Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, because that's like 10 seasons worth of like good content at least. And then we also have to think about like with The Simpsons movie, Spider Pig.
Oh, Green Day in The Simpsons movie?
Yeah, exactly. So we have to think about all of that when putting Matt Groening. Personally, I would put him... This might be controversial. I would put him just below Ralph Fiennes.
I would not.
Who would be... Who beat
I, I'm sorry.
Who's currently below Ralph Fiennes?
Joan Rivers.
Why?
My thought is I want to put Matt Groening above Courtney Love because I prefer Kevin Spacey to Matt Groening.
Dude, no way this.
I'm actually with Ezra.
Okay, can we put him a little lower?
I'd put him above Dustin Hoffman or above Joan Rivers. I'd put him above Joan Rivers.
That's above Joan Rivers. That's the second spot.
I would put him at the second spot. I don't think Joan Rivers is better than Shrek 2 or better than The Simpsons. I think The Simpsons overall as a media franchise is better than Shrek 2, meaning what he did on Epstein Island is not that bad compared to what Joan Rivers did.
All right. I'll agree with you there.
Okay.
Matt Groening is in the number two spot. And who's our last person?
I got three more.
Oh, I thought there were. I thought it was 10.
I have three more. I found three more, and these are kind of okay. Good ones. We got
top 13.
We got Stephen Hawking.
How did he get there? What's he doing there?
How did he get? Well, yeah, how did he get there?
I don't know.
Who helped him on the plane?
Do you think they had the 14-year-olds like picking him up and like carrying him out of the plane?
Like C-3PO in Return of the Jedi?
No, C-3PO in Empire Strikes Back. Like they have to break him apart into his head and his leg and carry him like in a bag.
He's on a basket on the back of Epstein. like C-3PO on the back of Chewbacca.
No,
I love that.
Stephen Hawking is on the back of Neil deGrasse Tyson, man. Telling him facts.
Did they ever confirm that there were like miners on Epstein Island, or maybe what he was maybe what he was hiding was he had a bunch of clones of himself? Because how funny would that be? Like, imagine Stephen Hawking being carried by four Jeffrey Epsteins, like they're carrying a throne.
I can't wait till Jeffrey Epstein has his clone is like out and about, and then Oscar Isaac can go Jeffrey Epstein's back.
Somehow Jeffrey Epstein has returned.
Okay, we got two more, and these two are some pretty funny ladies. Okay, we got Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh,
bottom, absolute bottom.
Bottom.
Okay,
it's unanimous.
Bottom. She's fucking. It's unanimous. She's fucking below Adolf Hitler.
Hold on.
No, you can't change either of us on this.
Hold on, I have one thing to say. Yes, Ellen DeGeneres is bad. Okay, but she gave away a lot of stuff to a lot of people. So you got to take some. It's like yin yang. Like not everybody's perfect.
Yeah, but then remember when she shamed a woman live on TV because she took a bunch of free merch?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty evil.
that's Satan. That's like ninth ring of hell.
Okay, but she didn't kill anybody. Like your beloved Kevin Spacey.
You don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know
that. She went to Epstein Island. She could have done all kinds of stuff. Who knows what went down there? No one except Epstein, and he's dead.
I wouldn't put her at the bottom.
Except Epstein and whatever her name, Ellen DeGeneres.
The first woman to come out as lesbian on TV. And we're putting her at the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, you know what?
Not for that reason.
And not for that reason, for the Epstein stuff.
Yeah.
And finally...
And the, like, abusing...
Love lesbians. Love the LG.
Say the rest of it.
No, just the L and the G. I'm kidding.
We love the B, the T, and the Q, and the plus.
Bricked Up is a pride cast.
Pride cast, baby. Oprah Winfrey.
Continue.
Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts? Because I don't really know.
My opinion is she kind of started Pizzagate.
Did she?
She was associated with Pizzagate. I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
But she gave away a car.
Well, she gave out many a car too,
mm-hmm.
And I know that we kind of looked past that with Ellen, but at the same time,
well, it was Oprah.
Yeah,
like Oprah,
and also like we can look past Ellen's lesbianness to put her at the bottom. But I feel like with Oprah's race, it would be a much worse look if we put her at the bottom.
Whoa.
I'm just saying she's the first like person of color.
What?
Will, what are you talking about?
Will, we were talking about the
I'm just saying.
We were talking about the new Lego Ideas set. What are you talking about?
Fuck.
What are you saying?
Oh, I've fallen through a wormhole. Cut to the ads.
Funding for this podcast has been provided by
Hi, I'm Jerry Rutabaga, the Chief Executive Officer of Development Technologies at Ezra Labs. Though we can't deny our involvement on the island on which Jeffrey Epstein kept all the people, he also kept clones of himself that we developed. This is not only big news in the world of technology, but this is also huge news in the world of pretty much fucking everything. The only issue is he's in jail now, and we have a bunch of little Jeffrey Epsteins and butlers running around doing chores and things. We don't need this. We need to get rid of them. We are going to be selling these clones about $5 a pop. There's only 200, so we're going to limit it to maybe 3 per customer. Give us a call. I'm Jerry Rutabaga. Go to our website. You'll find it. Love you.
And we're back. Where are we putting Oprah on the list?
Where do you guys feel like putting Oprah?
Well, I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna say it anymore because I feel like it's mean.
You
have to say it.
Well, I'm not gonna say it because it's mean, but basically, I was thinking I feel like they would have a harder time getting her on the plane than Stephen Hawking. But I won't say that because that's. I feel like it's really mean.
Oh, I get it,
dude.
But I mean, she gave away some free stuff, so I don't think she's higher than Ellen.
Josh from Drake and Josh really liked Ellen in that show, or Ellen. Oprah.
Okay, I would put
the movie theater lady was not played by Oprah.
Oprah was played by Oprah. You said that.
No, you're thinking of Helen. Don't quiz me. I know Helen. My Drake and Josh like an encyclopedia, baby. You're thinking of Helen,
who was not played by Oprah.
No, she was played by Yvette Nicole Brown.
Brown?
She looks like she smells good. She looks like she smells good.
Oprah?
She does. Helen?
No, Helen. Yvette Nicole 100%. Brown, just in general. Like, she looks like she smells good.
She really does. That's true. Shout out to Yvette Nicole Brown.
Come on the podcast, man.
Come on the podcast.
She reminds me of those nice gals at Popeyes that just are so sweet.
Come on.
And make a nice boy smile.
Come on, man.
What?
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Why are you saying come on?
Okay, I'm going to take the reins here, and I'm putting Oprah above Dustin Hoffman. Just because Oprah also looks like she smells good, and she gave away a lot of free cars. We have that gif of her going like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. You know, like, she's iconic.
That was a classic gif.
You all get a car.
That brought a joy to 12s of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like we can't deny that. So Will, what's the full ranking list?
So that's everything?
That's everything. Unless you want me to do more, but I think
our final Epstein traveler will. All
right. So our full list, is from worst to best. Is that how we want it?
Yeah, I would say that.
Worst to best of all the people who went to Epstein Island, it goes: Ellen DeGeneres, Barbara Walters, Alec Baldwin, Courtney Love, Kevin Spacey, Mick Jagger, Dustin Hoffman, Oprah, Joan Rivers, Matt Groening, and Ray Fiennes.
Kevin Spacey's way too high. Man. Kevin Spacey's way too high.
Dude made American Beauty, and Will was like, he's okay with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the official bricked up predator ranking.
I think that concludes this episode, guys. I think we talked about what we wanted
I think we finally you know what? Congrats, boys. We did it. We finally found the topic for the 420 special. All right.
Good job.
We didn't even talk about George Lucas, like him going to the island, but whatever.
George Lucas.
I think he's innocent.
Yeah, I don't think he actually went. I think they made that up. Did you see him stacking on those food pounds, plates?
Which is perfectly fine. I mean, he made Indiana Jones.
He made Indiana Jones 4, made Indiana Jones 5, Dial of Destiny, Super Mario movie. I saw it. It was pretty good. I liked
it. I also saw it. I liked it a lot, too.
Liam?
I haven't seen it.
You're a minority. Because I mean that because both Ezra and I have seen the Mario movies, so Liam can say that he's a minority.
Liam already was a this concludes this episode of Bricked Up, and to all the child predators out there that went to Epstein Island or thought about going, I hope when you listen to this video or listen to this episode, you are ashamed of what you tried or wanted to do. If you are a pedophile, we don't agree with you, and we hate your guts.
We do not condone pedophilia.
We hope that you're never bricked up ever. And this concludes Bricked Up episode 11.
Hell yeah.
Goodbye.